Today on the Pageant Cast, we have Heather and Worry and Amy from the Miss Wisconsin United States Pageant. It was a great pageant, and we thank them for having us out this year. That's today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi everyone, I'm Kenamia Harkey, Miss Wisconsin Teen USA 2015.
And hi guys, I'm Haley Landre, Miss Wisconsin USA 2015.
You're watching Pageant Cast.
Welcome.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. We're at Miss Wisconsin United States. I'm with the beautiful Heather, and you're from Fond du Lac.
I am. Grew up there my entire life.
Fantastic. And now you're here, and you're competing for Miss Wisconsin United States.
I am, yes. This is just an incredible opportunity, and I'm so thankful to Christy and to Jenna for providing this opportunity for us.
So tell me, what got you interested in this pageant?
In this pageant specifically, I really liked the idea of beauty with a purpose. I really liked the service aspect of this particular pageant. And I actually have the opportunity to be the national spokesperson for the Invisible Disabilities Association. And I know being Miss United States would really give me that larger national audience to do that.
Now, invisible disabilities, I'm pretty stupid. I'm thinking people are walking around invisible and that's a handicap. But no, what is it that we're talking about?
So the Americans with Disabilities Act defines a person who has a disability as anyone who has an impairment that limits one or more of life's major activities. And that can include sitting, standing, walking, bending, learning, eating, a whole myriad of different things. And this is a person who has a history or record of having a disability, or someone who's perceived as having a disability. And what I do with the Invisible Disabilities Association is really help people challenge the idea that you have to look disabled in order to be disabled. I live with an invisible disability. I have autonomic nervous system failure. I was diagnosed with that about 5 years ago. And you look at me and I'm competing in a beauty pageant. You do not expect someone like me doing what I'm doing to be living with a disability, and it's something I live with every single day of my life.
Fantastic. We're awful glad that you are here today, and we love always getting to talk to you. You're a fantastic contestant, and we wish you the best of luck and success.
Thank you so much for having me, Tim.
Okay, let's see your best pageant wave. I'm expecting big things out of you, Heather. Let's see your best pageant wave.
Ready?
Yes. Really? Really? What was that?
That's my parade wave.
No, that's what you do when the house is on fire and you're trying to get the firemen to come up there. Oh, my God. We need to talk. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Join the Facebook group that's taking Facebook by storm, the Great Lakes Pageant Scene. It's a forum for pageants held in states bordering the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and even into the province of Ontario. This is no void forum. We don't allow bashing, but we do allow great pageant results, pageant contestant and title holder appearance announcements, photos, videos, podcasts, and articles. That's the Great Lakes Pageant Scene on Facebook.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. We're here at the Miss Wisconsin United States Pageant being held in Appleton. And I'm here with Ann Worry. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me. Well, I have to come here.
You had to come here. Well, fantastic. You came to compete.
Yes.
And you're from Glendale?
Yes, I go to school in Glendale, Cardinal Stritch University.
Woo. Oh, yeah. It's a great school and a lot of great things there. We were talking about Bayshore Mall earlier, which is awesome. You say you're there fairly often?
Very often.
Okay, what's your favorite thing there?
My favorite store there is probably Charlotte Russe. I also love the food court. So
the food court is awesome. I'm a Rocky Rococo's guy. Yes. What are you?
Rocky Rococo's, Panda Express.
Okay, and now they have a Blaze Pizza, which is just the most awesome thing ever.
And they have a smoothie shop, a little smoothie shop there.
Oh, okay, we'll talk about that off air. That's fantastic. Something's going on with the Sears. The Sears isn't there or something?
Yes, I think they closed there. They're remodeling.
Okay. Oh, why? don't change things. It makes it difficult for us. So what are you looking forward to this weekend out of your pageant experience?
So far, I've made so many new friends and looking forward to continuing the sisterhood and also competing.
Fantastic. And what's your favorite part of the competition?
My favorite part is evening wear. You get to get all dressed up and an angel for like 5 minutes.
Tell us about your gown.
My gown is purple. It's Giovanni, and you'll see it. It's awesome.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now let's see your best pageant wave. You're doing one of those. Okay.
There you go. Thank you.
Thanks for joining the most beautiful audience on the internet, the Pageant Cast audience. This is Jennifer Jones, Miss United States 2013, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. We're here in Appleton, Wisconsin. We are at the Miss United States Wisconsin pageant, and I'm here with
Amy Ritchie. I'm Miss West Allis.
Miss West Allis, where I lived for 8 years. Wisconsin on 69th Street.
It was fantastic.
A house built in 1927. That's amazing. I can remember that.
Mine's 1924.
Okay. Yeah. I had a bungalow. And what is it? Bungalows in Cape Cod. That's about right.
Yep.
Fantastic. built up around a factory, the Allis Chambers factory.
That's right.
Great part of the state of Wisconsin, and you're
beautiful.
Here competing now.
Yes.
Tell me, what was your road to compete here?
I actually just moved here from Arizona, and I did the United States pageant in Arizona, and I love the system. And as soon as I moved out here, I was like, I need to meet friends. I love the United States organization. I'm like, what a great way to meet friends and represent your platform and just be a better you.
And you have a very busy Instagram account as well. You take a lot of pictures. I was in there just the other day.
I'm always doing something, whether it's for my platform or others. Love to just, you know, support anyone that I can. So if Instagram's the way to do it, I'm going to do it and support.
Well, and certainly you've been busy. Do you have a platform that you're supporting?
Yes, mine is the Alzheimer's Association. It's near and dear to my heart. I've been involved in senior care for 11 years. My neighbor, Elmer Blackburn, he has Alzheimer's, and he's like a grandfather to me. So I enjoy teaching people how to take care of their loved ones and how to take care of themselves when they're taking care of their loved ones. I actually got to do Advocacy Day at Madison a couple weeks ago and tell the senators and legislators the importance of funding for Alzheimer's. So that was a wonderful experience.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate the hard work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And we're out of time, so I want to see your best pageant wave and say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Thank you very much to Jenna Keenenbaum and Chrissy Loyola. They're the directors of the Miss Wisconsin United States system and granted us access to this whole weekend. Thanks so much for the great hospitality, Jenna and Chrissy.